Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn, they're just showing the Darnell Washington assault reel?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Like, get you some.
That is not fair.
Like, look at 22.
Look at the last one.
Look at 22.
Look at his last hit.
He did not want none of that.
See ya. Like, Beastquake, man. And then Darnell Washington goes on the podcast and said he weighs 311 pounds.
Yeah, man.
He's out in the field hurdling.
Move the tackle and get that 100 mil.
Yeah, I know.
Period.
Seriously.
Period.
Seriously, they'll mix in a trick play for you.
Yes, of course they will. They'll let you do some different stuff.
You are a Hall of Fame left tackle if you want to be.
Yes.
And these are really good tight ends, too.
He's very good tight end.
He's not going to make as much money at tight end as he would at left tackle. All right, we'll get to an AMA coming up in about 15 minutes. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open.
All right, because we got our guy Joe. All right, and Joe is one of the guys.
Man's man.
Man's man. Strong jawline, Joe.
Ready to rock.
Ready to go.
You look at him funny, he'll shank you.
I know he was not key-keying up there when that dork. I wouldn't tell you anyways. I know my man Joe Patrick did not chuckle.
I know too. Let's get him in here. Takes a lot to make Joe laugh.
We've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Joe?
Oh, the side eye was coming on for sure.
Thank you.
The side eye was in full effect when he said that. That was shocking, guys, that he would say that, because, you know, I think you can genuinely and validly make the case that him not admitting that he had an injury last year probably cost the team to some extent, because you figured, you know, they would have had a better chance even with a rookie Michael Penix at that point being able to get out there and throw the ball around. We saw how effective he was in the three games that he played at the end of that season. So, yeah, that was quite the statement from Kirk. And he even also kind of singled out D-Led, saying that they had a history with it, with D-Led trying to get questions into Kirk at the Super Bowl last year and Kirk declining his ask. So a little bit awkward there.
You better watch
Shame
out,
on D-Led for doing his job.
Yeah, I mean, y'all
reporting on the football team.
Exactly. You better watch yourself mess around. D old school now. D old school. All right, we saw D, like,
I saw him hotwire.
We saw him hotwire golf cart
one time.
Go to get you.
Thunderstorm.
You think he's
got low center gravity. He can do some damage.
I can see him scooping Kurt, dumping him on the head.
Let me ask you this about the starting quarterbacks. Hopefully not too many people are doing that on Sunday. Let me ask you this about Sunday's starting quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Can he play? Like, because we've seen it a little bit this season, and then you saw how it ended last year. Like, can he still play quarterback in the NFL?
I mean, define play. Like, I don't know if he's going to be able to play effectively. Now, I asked Raheem Morris the question this week, like, what makes it different? You know, what can we expect differently from Kirk Cousins this week than what we saw, especially that week against Miami, where he played the entire game and Drake London was also out of action in that game. And, you know, Raheem said that it will be different because that week it was kind of in flux and they didn't really know he was going to be the starter until late in the week, and that this week they can, you know, basically build a game plan around him. But I think the question remains as to whether, you know, Kirk has the physical skill set at this point to be able to beat teams with his arm. Because what I've seen from opposing defenses when they go up against Kirk Cousins, and this extends back to last year when he was struggling toward the end of the year before he lost the job, was teams basically stopping respecting anything over the top and stacking the box, knowing that the Falcons are going to want to run the ball and being able to effectively stop that and play aggressive man coverage. And if they get beat over the top, I think they're very willing to tip their cap to Kirk Cousins, but knowing that he's not really going to be able to do that on a consistent basis. And from what we've seen, you know, again, down the last, you know, three or four games of last year, and then the couple times we've seen him play this year, is that he doesn't have any, he's not doing that basically at all. He's not even taking some of those chances. So maybe it will be different this week. But again, when you don't have Drake London out there, it makes the task all the more difficult.
What about everybody else, Joe? I know that I saw where Bergeron, he was trying to play. I think I saw Diablo is supposed to play this week. What about this? The other guys that are injured outside of Drake and Michael?
Yeah, it's still a pretty lengthy injury list for the Falcons when you look at it in its totality, because you know, guys like Zach Harrison still not practicing. Chris Lindstrom did not practice yesterday. Obviously, going to be without Michael Penix and Drake London. So, you know, it is still a tough situation for this team right now. It was good that they get Divine Diablo back. He will be playing with that club arm, you know, with the all kind of cast up and then wrapped up over the top. So that's probably going to limit him to some extent. But still, he's probably the best option that you've got there at that linebacker position. And you know, with an offense they're going to be going against with guys like Taysom Hill and Juwan Johnson, you know, these kinds of players with that skill, that physical size, you feel like Diablo can match up with them nicely. But make no mistake, like, this is still going to be a tough test for this team. And there's a reason why this Falcons team is 1.5-point underdogs, guys, to the Saints. I mean, who would have seen that coming? Coming into the season where the Saints were supposed to be one of the worst teams. Maybe they are still one of the worst teams, but you know, the Falcons are trying to stave off being the bottom of the division right now.
What are you? I know it's still early and he hadn't even had surgery yet, but what are you hearing kind of optimistically or realistically about a timeline for Michael Penix?
I mean, I guess the points of optimism you can say are that, you know, when he suffered his knee injuries previously in college, they happened in October, one in November, and he was able to come back and start the seasons the following year. So he does have a track record of kind of, you know, living up to that 9 month recovery, which is basically, you know, the quickest you can get back from this ACL tear. And I would also say that Raheem mentioned that, you know, based on what the doctor saw in the image of the tear itself, the fact that it's not a full tear, even though the full tear is going to require, or I'm sorry, the partial tear is going to require a full reconstruction of the ACL in surgery. It does kind of set up better for the recovery process. And his ability, at least that's what Raheem Morris is saying. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know, but they are optimistic about it from that standpoint. But I would say, you know, the obvious kind of other side of that coin is he's had a lot of these kinds of surgeries already at this point in his career. And frankly, the area that he needs to work on the most to prepare himself to be a starting quarterback in this league is the physical stuff. You know, it's the footwork and the drop back and all that kind of stuff, the accuracy, and that's the kind of stuff that he's not really going to be able to work on while he's recovering this knee.
How long is this the only week Drake is going to be out, or is this injury going to supposed to keep him out a little longer?
It could be, and I think that it probably will be, Randy. You know, even Raheem Morris said that, like, Drake is the kind of guy who was, you know, he said that he'll be pleading later this week to play this week, and they basically are just ruling him out from this point, just so that he can't kind of convince anybody to get him in uniform for Sunday, because they do want to make sure that he can rest that knee up. So that to me indicates that it's not something that is like going to be overly complicated in terms of, you know, holding him out for a long period of time. So hopefully that's the case. But I think, you know, at this point you do have to, I mean, I just kind of pose the question, if you're the Falcons, do you kind of keep him out even longer just to make sure he's 100% healthy and you're not kind of risking anything long term? I don't know if there is a risk of kind of extending the damage if he were to play on it too soon with this injury, which is a PCL sprain. But, you know, with where the Falcons are in this season, it's hard to make the argument that anybody should really be getting rushed back to play. And, you know, by the way, like Chris Lindstrom, for example, saw him. He was in a walking boot in the locker room after last week's loss to the Panthers. So it's not been easy. He's been overcoming a lot just to get himself ready to play. And so that's another one for me where I'm like, is it worth even kind of putting him out there at this point?
What has changed in your mind about Kyle Pitts' season? Like, he got off to a really nice start, and I think we all felt pretty good about it. Maybe drops is the easy answer. I don't know. But over the last couple of weeks, it just hasn't looked the same.
Yeah, actually nothing. Like I said, when he kind of got off to that hotter start to the beginning of the season, that I was kind of still of the opinion that he was not going to really be a high volume guy, that, you know, he's going to have his chance for splash plays. And unfortunately, he has not even taken advantage of those opportunities for those splash plays, you know, in recent weeks. Obviously that drop against the Colts was big, where that, you know, could have kind of, even though it was early in that game, could have really changed the game state if he potentially scores on that play. But regardless, you know, it's disappointing. You know, it's disappointing to see. Because you can see that he has so much talent, you know, and that he has the opportunity to make some of these plays, and he gets himself open. And, you know, there's also kind of there was the drop in that game, but then the other concerning thing with Kyle is the play that he had down the sideline where, you know, it's an arced ball up for him and it's a little bit underthrown from Penix, but he doesn't really even make that much of an attempt for it. And I don't know if that's just because he didn't see it until late or where the defender was positioned, but those are the kinds of plays with his body size that you'd like him to be more competitive in those situations, to go up and potentially come down with those balls. And ultimately, it's just, you know, he hasn't shown himself to be that kind of player yet in the NFL. So, I guess I'll just leave it there, but I'm not really surprised.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That, you know, the I guess you could call it flakiness kind of continues with him and what we've seen in his career so far.
All right, Joe. I'll talk to you at noon on Sunday.
All right, JP. Appreciate it.
Sounds good.
We get to do that, what we just did for 2 hours. yeah, talk to you then.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Smoking
guys.
Joe Patrick there, our 92.9 The Game Falcons insider. We'll come back and answer all your questions in the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.